Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Hotels.com.
So it doesn't mean you haven't done.
Well, it sure looks like Boston is the sports capital of the world. Well, at least for today. So here's a peek at the U.S. Open, 7 miles away from us in Brookline. But Perk, you're not the only green monster nearby today. That's Fenway Park.
Wow.
3 miles away, Red Sox taking on another team from the Bay, the A's, right now. And arguably the biggest game of them all, right? It's in TD Garden. We're in just over 6 hours. Game six is going to be underway, and we cannot wait. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Hotels.com. I'm Malika Andrews. I am so glad the Big Perk is back. We were off without you.
I was off without y'all, I'm telling you, except for Richard.
Yeah, well, Richard Jefferson is here as well.
Every time.
I look good.
In his Lululemon pants. And Zach Lowe, the only normal one on set. So tonight, we get to find out which one of my tickets I get to take. Am I flying to San Francisco? Am I flying back to home? Will a champion be crowned? Or... well, we have the best words. Game seven.
I need game seven.
Okay. All right. We're going to focus on the task at hand. This is already off the wires. Is that the phrase? I don't think so. Game six. Might Steph Curry have a bounce back performance? So he was 0 of 9 from downtown last game. We all remember it came as a surprise to anyone who's ever watched the greatest shooter in NBA history play. It ended his 233 game streak with a 3-pointer made over the regular season and the playoffs. Zach, I know you said it wasn't just an awful performance by him, but now he's in Boston looking to start a new streak and, by the way, clinch another championship. I think he probably cares about one of those things just a little bit more than the other. But, Perk, what do you expect from Steph tonight?
Absolutely nothing, okay? And let me explain to you why. All right, listen, he's coming into the Garden. He's coming into a hostile environment. I know he dropped 43, you know, in game four, I believe it was, but it's not happening tonight, okay? Listen, the Boston Celtics are going to come out with a lot of pride. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are going to be on fire.
I don't believe any of this.
I don't even
you
expect
literally
this.
Literally told me the complete even, opposite 5 minutes ago.
I don't
ago.
Even expect this game to even be close. Boston is going to win this game in great fashion because, listen, you think you were mad when Kyrie Irving stomped on Lucky. Just imagine if he's getting drowned in champagne, okay? That is something you do not want. Boston is winning. Steph Curry has no effect. I don't expect nothing out of Steph.
Well, one of the former players up here gets to give a somewhat unbiased perspective
on the
game. Well,
I thought Perk was the most unbiased person on his panel. Those are his words.
Yeah, again, he is the most biased person towards his own opinion. That's what it really is. And so when I look at what the Golden State Warriors need to do and the Boston Celtics and all this other stuff, look, it is going to be a difficult place to close. I do believe that the Boston Celtics will win, but all of this, Steph Curry's not going to do anything. Yeah. No. That's not the way it's going to. It's going to be a great game, but I think the Boston Celtics and this crowd and this energy and this fans, even though I've sent them home a few times, I think they are going to be next level tonight.
Nice. Perk, you sound like you're talking about 80s Boston Garden. Lucky the Leprechaun from the rafters, the ghost. Red Auerbach's going to turn the hot water off in the opposing locker room. The heat's going
to
be on. It's going
to
be 100 degrees.
The rims.
Steph Curry. I will repeat it over and over again. 0 of 9. Focus on that if you want. The guy played well in game five. Yep. 8 assists, 1 turnover, 7 of 13 on twos. Doesn't force the action. I think tonight, is he going to have a bounce back game? It's Steph Curry. He's going to play well. And we keep asking, is he going to be over aggressive because he was 0 for 9? The great thing about Steph, he's just going to come out and play. Whatever the defense gives him, whatever he sees, he's going to take. He's not going to force it. If his off ball stuff is getting guys open, he's going to lean into that. They've been on this stage so many times. He's just going to play really well. Is he going to have 43 again? Probably not, but I expect a good Steph Curry game because every game is pretty much a good Steph Curry game. Perk, nothing?
Look at that. Look at this game after.
Let me tell you why. I remember in the Memphis series, game five, they went into Memphis, and we thought the Warriors were going to close the game out, and they got smacked by 50.
Well, you were about to say something that doesn't want you to say.
We're doing that later.
No, they got smacked by 50. I believe, I'm listening, I'm watching Jaylen Brown interviews, I'm looking at the fire in his eyes. I'm telling you, Ime Udoka is going to have this team fire. Listen, the Celtics can't play any worse offensively right now. They only could go up. Their defense actually has been pretty damn good.
Yes.
All right, so I think at home, role players like Grant Williams are going to step up. Jason Tatum is going to get out of his funk.
Yep.
And then he's going to do his thing.
You know they lost their last home game, right?
So what, bro? this elimination. Like,
here's the thing. There's a recipe to success,
yeah.
Right? There's a recipe to success in the series, in the playoffs. And, Richard, it was about 2 weeks ago that you told our audience that the recipe to win a title was this. You said that a team would need to get a win from two of its stars. So two wins from its stars. You also said they had to have a game where they had no business winning it.
Yeah.
And then you had to say that the team would need one from the others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the recipe. I want to start on the Celtics side of things because it seems like they haven't quite gotten all of those ingredients so far.
Yeah, that's why they only have two wins.
So game one seems to me, is that the others game or is that the game they had no business winning? Can it be both?
It was kind of a hybrid of both. Okay. When you go into a fourth quarter in a finals game and you're down by double digits, that on the road, that game should be locked up. And then on top of it, Al Horford led their team in scoring 26 points. That bench unit.
Derek
so
White.
That to me is the others. That was the big game where the others, but it was led by Jaylen Brown to a certain degree, really kind of fueling their offense. And so after that, we haven't seen we did see a superstar win when we saw Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Marcus Smart all go for 20 plus 5 and 5.
Yeah.
That was only the third time that's ever been done in the finals. It was like the Lakers with Cooper, Kareem, and Magic. So when I look at that was their superstar win. They need another superstar win. They got another. They need a superstar win, and then they need a game they have no business winning. And look, sometimes that can be a game seven.
What do you think the Celtics have gotten, and what do they need, Perk?
I'm going to tell you what they need. They need bench production. Grant Williams.
So the others.
Yeah, the others. Grant Williams has to step up. I mean, he has been so awesome throughout this entire playoffs that he hasn't been there in the finals. He has to play great because Ime Udoka is only going 8 deep.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't really depend on to put too much on Peyton Pritchard. Derek White, you know, he's been inconsistent. But Grant Williams has actually turned into the ultimate 3-and-D guy in these postseasons. So I'm looking for him to have a good night. And remember, when it mattered the most, he has rose to the occasion in the elimination game.
A lot of these been mattering.
Well, so that's the
a lot of these
that's the Richard Jefferson little recipe there. But Zach, you've actually studied the film. How can Jason? Well,
first
do
of all, if that Richard Jefferson in like a chef
Richard
costume,
Jefferson.
If Richard Jefferson came out holding a platter of food, I'm not eating that
that's
platter.
That's not
of
true.
Food, whatever it is. Look, that, the bottom line is the Celtics are going to need more than just a Tatum game or another's game. They got to win two games in a row now against a great team. They're going to need a lot of guys to play well, but they haven't had a Tatum game yet. Tatum's had some good games, but not a great game. And I think one of the common themes from the last couple games, their offense is getting a little haywire late in the game. Here's a play. Jason Tatum, you can get this Jordan Poole switch. He rejects the pick, takes a bad shot over Andrew Wiggins. I think some fatigue, mental and physical, is setting in. And then these runouts after those are basically turnovers. Shots like that, they're killing them. This is good, Jason Tatum. Get the Curry matchup, no hesitation, drive it right away. They converge, easy pass. Al Horford is gonna get an easy three out of this, and they need the others to shoot well, just like they did in game one. And another one like this, bring Looney into the play. Now Looney's away from the rim. That's step one. Step two, get Curry. That's good. Here comes the trap. Easy pass. Marcus Smart misses this, but the rotation opens up this offensive rebound. Back to Tatum. He could shoot that. No thanks. He could shoot that. Here's Marcus Smart. Just make the easy play. Search out the right matchups. When they do that stuff, they get good looks. When they start attacking the Warriors' best defenders one-on-one, which they've really resorted to late in games, I don't know if it's mental fatigue, pride, physical fatigue, their offense goes off the rails and the Warriors run out and score. So I know there's Richard Jefferson
But
I'm not taking any food for him, but
even
the Tatum game.
But even that pump fake and swing over, and I know this is a new basketball, but that pump fake and swing over to Marcus Smart that we saw there where Marcus knocked down the three, the lane was wide open.
Yeah.
And so he pump fake sidestepped and was getting ready to shoot another three with the lane
wide open.
The lane has not been friendly.
Not been friendly, but there are moments where it's like when he, it's almost like it's a predetermined thing where it's like, oh, right. I'm going to get this three off. I pump fake because I wanted to shoot it. I sidestep because I wanted to shoot it. Oh, they kept coming, and then I swung it off to Marcus Smart. When the paint is open, go get the paint when it's there, and don't just predetermine that I'm going to go downhill because I need to get into the paint.
And get some free throws. It'd be, if they could have like a Tatum 8 of 8 from the line game, just like some points to sustain them during
Zach, that's the wrong advice to give him because I feel like right now he's trying to play to get fouled instead of being aggressive. He's looking for the officials to bail him out.
Talked about that.
No, I know. Thing is, although you want him, but you want him to go get to the free throw line trying to snatch the screws out the rim. Like, I don't want him acting it out.
But no, we're in agreement. We're in agreement. Go off 2 feet, go up strong. That's the way to get fouled.
You go off 2 feet, go up strong.
I can't go off 2 feet. I can't go off 2 feet. I go off 1 foot. I go off 1 foot and I fade away.
If you disagree, put your money down.
I'm not touching that one. Quick question on the Richard Jefferson recipe. Yes. Since we've seen the Warriors they've got the others game, if you count kind of the Andrew Wiggins, Steph cooling down.
Yeah.
They've got the star game, certainly, with Steph Curry going off in game four. Does this count as the game that they have no business winning, or do they have some business winning?
Well, no, it goes into it. Now, again, I'm not, look, every like recipe, everything.
You got to add your own little thing.
Look, if a star wants to come out and Steph wants to have another star game, but what I am trying to say is that you need two from your star, one from the others, and one game that you're not supposed to win. The Boston Celtics win one that they're not supposed to win going on the road. Now, if the Golden State Warriors can come in here in one of the most hostile environments in basketball and they can eke out a win, an overtime win, a Steph Curry blowout, that's what you need. You just can't look at just your stars and say, we need our stars to play great for four games and we're going to win a championship. That historically hasn't been the formula. There's very few times it was D-Wade went four in a row. You know, we've seen Kawhi. We've seen, you know, Shaq and Kobe do some stuff. But that's just not the normal NBA formula when you look at it.
When you're adding that something extra for you, like me, it's adobo. What's your
adobo?
Spice?
Do you cook?
Do I cook? No. Yeah, no, I have a chef.
A little lime zest.
Zest isn't bad, but I'm defeated. All right, plenty more on it coming up, including
a
shocking stat that may explain the fatigue felt by Jason Tatum. Two words the Warriors' opponents have long feared. Game 6 is a monster Klay performance just hours away. News about an absolute legend. Find out why we're talking Sue Bird shortly. NBA Today rolls on after this.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right, so game 6 is now under 6 hours away. So we're still counting down to what could be the final game of the season. And to help us do that, we're now joined by our team reporters, Kendra Andrews, who covers the Warriors, and Tim Bontemps on the Celtics. Tim, I like you, but I'm gonna start with my sister here.
It's all good.
The Warriors, they haven't had the best track record in closeout games so far in this postseason. What are they saying about closing out tonight?
Yeah, well, this morning, Steve Kerr said he could sense a great deal of focus and confidence from his team in the mood at shoot-around, Malika. It was very light, it was fun. Draymond Green, he was busting a move, but you could still sense that focus. As I said on here the other day, Steph Curry said, closing out a game in the finals is the most difficult game you will play in your career because of the stakes. The Warriors, they're dealing with their anxiousness of what's on the other side of this game, but they're also going up against the team that's going to play with nothing but desperation. These Celtics are tough. This building is as tough as it gets. Klay Thompson said, for us to match that desperation or exceed it, it's going to take the greatest amount of effort we've had to give all year long. Malika, as you mentioned, the Warriors, 0-3 in first chance to close out series. The Celtics, 3-0 when facing elimination. So the Warriors know they have a really tall task.
Yeah, they have a tall task. It's going to be a tough rockin' building. I'm curious, though, how much merit
do you give to the Warriors being 0-3, Zach, in road closeout games?
Zero. Throw it in the trash bin. None of those games matter. Throw it. Doesn't matter. This is a fake storyline. Game four, the Dallas and Denver series, they're up 3-0. Mm-hmm. Totally different. The Memphis one was alarming at the time. I think second round, I don't think they really thought they can come back and beat us. Then they hit a million threes. It's like, all right, we're done. This is the finals. These guys have lost a game seven, many of them, at home to a team that had this guy on the team. They lost that game. They remember that game.
Lord.
I don't think those games mean anything. I think the Warriors are going to come out tonight with a seriousness of purpose befitting of the finals. They don't want to play a game seven. They know what that means. They want to win tonight. I don't think those games mean anything. Throw them in the garbage.
All right. Throw them in. You want a piece of paper to...
No, there's no garbage out here.
Okay.
Don't litter.
Don't litter. We don't litter. We throw them in the recycling. That's what we need to start saying. Throw it in the recycling. Turning things to Boston, for a team that's really had such a long run, what have the Celtics learned here that they can apply to an elimination game in Game 6?
I think what they've learned is that, as you know, Richard, from winning a championship, this is hard, right? This whole
process. Stop reminding him that he won a championship. It's my fault.
This is a great day.
This is a hard thing to do, right? And as we've seen throughout the playoffs, we keep talking about how the Celtics, if they just do what they need to do, they'll win games, right? Well, it's not so easy to do that when you're playing against Giannis Antetokounmpo and Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry. And this is something that the Celtics are really learning the hard way, that they have to go through these elite teams. They have to learn how to play with the right kind of focus and discipline. And when they haven't done that in these playoffs, they've really struggled. And I'm curious to see what they'll look like tonight. I think they're going to play with a ton of focus and energy tonight. I was talking to Perk about it during the break. I think they're going to come out with a ton of energy in this building. We've talked about how
great... Yeah, of course Perk said that.
Well, of course Perk, of course did Perk say that. But I think just when you look at everything they've got to get to this point, this team has thrived in moments when their backs have been against the wall time and again. And as you were talking about last segment, Jason Tatum has not had a moment yet in this series.
Yeah.
It would be a good time to do that tonight.
Yeah. It might be the only
game
time.
Game eight is not going to come. Best of nine. Let's go. No, I think what have we learned during the Celtics postseason run is that they are not pretenders. Like, they are focused. They are driven. They are special, right? And the beautiful thing is when two special teams meet, and I believe that that happened in 2016. I believe that that has happened over the course of the season. I believe it's happening right now. Two special teams are meeting, and that's why we've all set up here, and everyone mostly said six or seven or seven, Golden State, Boston. You don't know because it's that tight. But when I look at the Golden State Warriors, I do believe there's a sense of urgency. They've been in this seat before. This is where experience comes in. They've been in a series where injuries happen to them later in the postseason. You could be a sprained ankle. We already saw Steph and everybody questioning whether or not he was going to play in one of these games. And we've also seen, you know, games kind of not go your way. So they're looking at this as like, this is where you can fall back on your experience and say like, hey, we know that this can get sideways. Doesn't mean that this is going to guarantee a victory for them today, but their focus is very different.
And Stephen Curry even touched on that the other day after practice. He said, this is when the experience, not just in the playoffs, comes in and to play, but really in finals, in closing this out to win a championship. Well, but when you look at the road, and Richard, you have talked about this, that Golden State has taken, you just touched on the road that the Celtics have taken. It's just been tougher. Like the Celtics, just because they beat Kevin Durant handily, don't mistake that for it being easy. They had to go through the Nets. They had to go through the defending champions. They had to go through arguably the toughest team physically in basketball in the Miami Heat. So when you look at those two roads, can you explain the impact of that in your eyes?
Well, there's just a fatigue. There's a fatigue that comes with this. And we were very, very fortunate during our run. We won 10 in a row. So we won 10 in a row. So we were resting the whole time. Mm-hmm. We were resting. And then when you look at the Golden State, when we got to Golden State, and you know, you had Andre Iguodala got hurt towards the end. You had Andrew Bogut, who missed time. So it was like, when you look at the path all oftentimes doesn't really dictate it, but right now it's looking that when you're seeing Jason Tatum getting fatigued in the fourth quarter, when you start seeing that, like, Jason Tatum has run 10 more miles combined, the Second Spectrum has put that out, he's run 10 more miles than Steph Curry, and he's only played two more games, but his minutes are up there, his activity is up there, so it just becomes a lot more of a load to handle.
Well, and it's worth pointing out, the Celtics have done that to themselves, right? They played the Milwaukee Bucks without Chris Middleton. They can't close that series out early.
Yep.
The Miami Heat had everybody on the team hurt, and they couldn't close out that series here in Boston in Game 6. They had to go back and play a Game 7. So a lot of this has been on them, and that, I think, is part of what they've had to learn, is that when you get in these situations, you can't just assume you're going to get it done. And it's been when they've had their backs against the wall, when they've had to play great, they've stepped up and done it. like you guys went on that run, you were able to get those breaks in between, be able to get some rest. The Warriors have done that,
yep.
Right? The Warriors were able to sweep these teams aside early in the playoffs. They look fresh. You know, the Celtics, part of the reason they're in this position is they've made it very hard on themselves.
Well, but the question, can they get it done? It has never been bigger or more pressing than it is going to be tonight. Thank you, Kendra. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate you spending some time with us. I do sure. not appreciate
like
the compliments.
Everyone's worked very hard this year. Everyone
deserves some claps. Andrews up here. You are definitely the better dressed today. Congratulations. Cheers. And look.
You look great, Malika.
Yeah.
Still to come on NBA Today.
Okay, Zach.
Three words that may have kept Boston fans up last night.
Uh-oh.
Game six,
uh-oh.
Clay. We're talking about that next. And the hero of Game 5, Andrew Wiggins. He was my sit-down conversation, so I'm going to have that chat with the All-Star. It's just minutes away. And absolutely huge news out of the WNBA. It involves the legend herself, Sue Bird. So stay tuned. That is coming up.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Huge news out of the WNBA. The league's all-time assist leader, Sue Bird, will retire at the end of the season. Bird, she took to Twitter this morning to say, quote, "I've decided this will be my final year. I have loved every single minute and still do. So going to play my last year just like this little girl played her first. Hashtag the final year." I gotta say, I got a little like emotional when I saw that. Monica McNutt is joining us now. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to get to all of you, but I want to start with you, Monica, just on the impact, your reaction to this news. Was it like me where I went,
Honestly, I love Sue. It's like, all right, well, finally, we knew this was coming. Like, we've been waiting for you to announce it. Listen, all jokes aside, though, I think what Sue has done in terms of pushing the narrative of what athletes can do, but specifically female athletes can do, she's
yes.
poured her heart and her soul into her career. And I know she's jokingly said in the past, do you ask doctors when they're going to stop practicing? Do you ask lawyers when they're going to stop practicing? And she's like, no. So she continued to play until she felt like she didn't have anything left to give. I think this season, I'll tell you this, the Seattle Storm are in the hunt for a title again this year. I'm sure she's leaving it all out there.
Zach?
I was a teenager in Connecticut growing up. We had no teams once the Whalers left, when the 95 Huskies went undefeated. And I was in from that moment on. And Sue's teams with Diana Taurasi, shout out Asia Jones, Tamika Williams, Ashley Battle, were the peak of UConn women's basketball. Mm. If we listed every single team and individual award Sue had won, that would be the entire show. We wouldn't be able to do any other show. She's an all-time winner, an all-time great player, an all-time great teammate who has been about the right thing since she was a little girl until now.
Yep.
Well-deserved retirement tour. One of the all-time best ever, ever, ever.
I want to say it from a personal standpoint, just as a person. Mm-hmm. Anytime you are around Sue, her smile, her energy, like, you know, you do stuff on USA Basketball or you spend time at All-Star Weekends, and there's just not only an excitement when you watch other players talk to her, you know, male or female, that when you see the little kids talking about her, and it's just like, yo, she is on a level that is so elite. And one thing, I know she spent a lot of time with the Denver Nuggets and working with Josh Kroenke and that staff over there. I hope that she gives back to the game of basketball in a way that, like, she can continue all the things that she has done up until this point. So I don't care if it's a GM, if it's a coach, whatever it is, I just hope that she continues to give back to this game because she is so important.
You know what? I look at the longevity, right? Like, the length. We praise guys like LeBron James and CP3. And I grant the NBA, the NBA season is a lot longer than the WNBA season, but you still have to have the passion. You still have to have the mentality. And I want to applaud her for that. Ooh. I mean, you know, 19 seasons, like, that's a hell of a run. Two decades, that's a hell of a run of greatness and playing it at an extremely high level.
The WNBA's dime queen, all-time leading assist.
She is going to be missed, but this is well-deserved.
Absolutely.
And her and Ryan Rucco, they always convince me to drink just one more chocolate martini, so that doesn't mean you can convince me to do that more, Sue. You can see Sue Bird in our action during our next WNBA matchup. It's a Sunday matinee. The Storm, they're taking on Sabrina Ionescu and the Liberty. Our coverage begins at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on ESPN and the app. All right. I'm so excited.
Here we go.
We're going to stick with the theme of games. We did this the other day, and we're going to run it back because we played our little X Factor draft, and I won. No big deal. we're each going to get to pick one to predict who is going to be the biggest X Factor. But first, we need to have a draft.
Okay. How do we decide?
No, I'm not doing the drum roll.
I don't remember you being there, Drew.
How did she win?
How did she win?
They gave her last.
Rude.
I like that. I'm comfortable right now.
I'm definitely going to be three.
Oh, I thought I was going to
get
there.
There's no way I'm one.
This isn't random. This is not random.
It's because you got it
I'm not okay with this. Richard, with the first pick in the X Factor draft, the
you
Richard
Jefferson. You don't have to stand.
Yeah, because it shows that my shirt's not tucked in. But that's beside the point. All right, here we go. And with the first pick in the Richard Jefferson annual X Factor draft.
Annual?
It's definitely like bi-weekly.
That's a year.
Immediately
right now, it is named after me once I got the number one pick.
Effective now.
Did I get to pick anybody? Or is it like?
Can you pick the weather? Not Steph.
Can you pick the fans?
I'm going to. Don't.
Come on.
Steal my thought. Okay, you're right. I'm going to pick the Boston Celtics fans.
Whoa,
I believe this
weird
energy, I believe they will be the ultimate X Factor. And even if like Marcus Smart or somebody else plays well, I'm giving 100% credit to the energy that this city, this arena, and these fans will give them.
You're a worse GM than Kevin Costner in draft day.
Damn right I am.
All right, the number two pick.
I'm sticking with my boy Marcus Smart. I feel like he's going to come out there tonight. Feel like he's going to be a Steph Curry stopper. He's going to contribute more on the offensive end. You heard what I said. And listen, and on top of that, I feel like he is going to probably be the one that's going to come close to having a triple-double tonight.
Ooh.
Steph Curry?
All right.
No, Marcus Smart.
Okay.
I'm going deep in the bag here. I got to trust my scouting department for this is a deep one. With my selection in the X Factor draft, I'm going Grant Williams.
Ooh. Oh, well, it's nice knowing you.
Anytime the GM is making a sense.
Now listen. The issue in the last two games has been Andrew Wiggins, one of them. Andrew Wiggins relentlessly on the glass. Grant has struggled to find his footing in this series. He's back at home, and if the singular assignment is stay with that guy, keep him off the glass, and hit a couple of threes down the stretch, which he's capable of doing here at home.
Very capable.
I just want to see.
Oh, I want the landline to call it in, like in all the movies.
Okay.
I can't believe you took Grant Williams over my guy. Derek White fell to me. I'm going Derek White as kind of a stand-in for Boston's bench because Ime Udoka has telegraphed it in his comments. I think he's going to try to play the bench more earlier, and I think he's going to try to play small with four wings and Horford or four wings and Time Lord. Derek White is the guy that makes those lineups happen, and if he doesn't play well, if he's afraid to shoot, if he's bricking everything, I don't think they win this game.
So we're four picks in, and no one has picked a Warrior.
They're up 3-2.
Stand up.
There we go.
No. We want you to stand up.
With the best pick.
We want you to stand up. You can't be standing up.
Don't do it like that. Go ahead.
Don't let them get you down. Make your pick proud.
With the best pick.
In the last one.
In the X Factor draft, I'm going to choose a Warrior. Since I went with Klay Thompson and it's game six Klay, I'm not doing that this time. I'm going to go with Andrew Wiggins because he has showed up in every single game thus far for Golden State. Even when Steph Curry wasn't having the best game that he has had, couldn't make a three, Andrew Wiggins was stepping up. And you know what? In the first game, I was saying, is this dude playing above his head? Is this just a glitch? No, it is not a glitch. But the problem is that I'm not so sure he's that much of an X Factor.
The last pick in football is called what?
What?
Mr. Irrelevant. And I think that's what that fifth pick was.
You picked the fans.
Mr. Irrelevant.
You didn't even pick a player.
You know what?
You might as well pick Lucky the Leprechaun.
Boston guy Sully is here. Like, they're not going to lose with Sully in the building.
Richard Jefferson?
Yeah.
You are, what was it, Mr.
Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Irrelevant.
I've been living that my whole life.
I feel really good about this, Jeff.
Okay. We're going to run this back tomorrow. Here's the thing, though. Andrew Wiggins, he feels like a lot more than an X Factor.
Absolutely.
At this point, because he's had just an incredible ascent this season, from an all-star starter, showing up on the biggest stage, taking advantage of the biggest defensive assignments. He's shown that he's ready. So here's more from our sit-down conversation with him.
Wiggins drives and finishes! Exclamation point from Andrew Wiggins!
X gonna give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gonna deliver to you.
You had that monster dunk that got the crowd going. Walk me through that.
It was late in the game. The game kind of slowed down a little bit. And once I got over that little pick and roll, all I seen was the rim. So I attacked it.
There was a time, though, when you were sort of slapped with this label as soft.
Mm-hmm.
How do you reflect on that now?
It's kind of, perception's kind of reality, type thing. But I never really gave it no life. I feel like real hoopers, they all know it was nothing soft about me.
Wiggins on the rack attack. Oh! Drops the sledgehammer.
Golden State headed to the NBA Finals. Winners of the West.
The boys are back in town.
Did you believe that from the beginning, that you were going to be a part of doing something special? Because there was talk about, is this just another trade piece?
Yeah, for sure. When I got there, they made me feel at home. They welcomed me with open arms. And they let me know, you're going to be a part of this.
Making his All-Star Game debut from the Golden State Warriors, Andrew Wiggins!
When you were named an All-Star starter, your daughter was the one who woke you up from a nap to let you know. What was that moment like?
Man, it was amazing. And I kind of forgot that, they're going to have the announcement at that certain time. But just, getting woken up from my daughter and, her and my girl telling me the news, it was amazing. She should be able to say that her daddy's a champion.
Andrew Wiggins, I would say the most important two games of his life.
Golden State Warriors are one win away from getting back on that championship throne.
The ups and downs of your journey are just remarkable. Did you believe that this day could come?
Yeah, I always have. Every hooper wants to, be a champion. So it's like a dream come true. It's the biggest stage, so I'm happy. I'm happy to be here.
My favorite parts about that were his daughter and him saying, "Real hoopers know there's nothing soft about me." Still to come, nobody steps up historically in Game 6s like one Mr. Klay Thompson. So we'll ask our squad if there's a method to the madness. That's next.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thompson against Smart. Thompson finds some room. Puts it in!
Take questions for Clay.
Game 6, Clay. This is Game 6. Are you planning something special, considering you can win a championship this time?
Clay Thompson shooting them back into it. Now that is an NBA record.
I realize I'm on a really good streak right now of Game 6s.
Thompson for three. Bang!
Obviously a nickname I earned. I want to live up to it.
I'm having post-traumatic stress syndrome watching old school Clay go to work.
I'm just going to go in there and be myself, do what I've been doing the last few games, and I know allow us to be successful.
Uh-oh. Game six, Clay, he returns tonight. So since the start of 2016, the postseason, he's averaged 28 points per game in game sixes, scoring at least 25 in six of those seven games. He's made over six threes per game, shot 52% from three in game sixes.
Right, Zach?
Yeah, Zach, are you doing okay?
I'm laughing at the 54% from three. That's ridiculous.
When I look at my scripts, it says that the two best words in sports are game seven. I fundamentally right now do not believe that.
game six, one game at a
we're
time.
We're focus on game six. And game six, Clay, it's an undisputable, it's a thing. Like, it's just a thing. It's a shot making. Is it something more? Monica, can you explain this to me, please?
I think this team's game six, Clay, is going to be shot making and defense. Okay. Quietly, in the fourth quarter of game, let me get my numbers, five, he was terrific in every matchup. I think every time he faced the Celtics offensive player, he held them scoreless in the fourth. So I think it's the combination of his defense, which he's able to get his energy from, and then it's going to be his shooting tonight. Because if Andrew Wiggins continues to be a monster on the glass,
my pick,
those offensive rebounds, your pick, you're right.
Thank you.
He's a killer off of offensive shout rebounds. Like, Clay is just a killer off of a pass on an offensive rebound.
Captain Obvious.
Hey, shout out me, Kendrick.
Oh, it's on me?
Yeah, you're
okay, cool. Well,
now.
Look, here's the thing. Game six, Clay, but it should be game six Warriors, right? Because Clay Thompson is a guy that feed off of his team, right? He's a guy that we didn't saw him drop 70 points or 60-something points only took 11 dribbles.
So 60-something. Okay,
but we don't give enough credit to his guys that make it an emphasis to give him the ball and keep him involved. They know just as much as Clay know, and we know that it's game six, Clay, once they see it going.
Yeah.
So they have to give him the ball.
That was my point.
I was just thinking that.
I agree.
You said offensive rebound. I'm just talking about overall.
Okay, fair.
Because you see Steph somewhat take a back seat as well and look for him. Draymond look for him. They do more of the pick-to-pick action for him, and he seems to get open more.
So I had the pleasure of calling the game six in Memphis where he went nuts against Memphis, and he went nuts, and he's holding up six. Let me say this. I think when we look at game six.
Oh, wait, I was on that game, too.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, I was on that call.
Squad in the building. One thing that I think you have to understand is that the reason why I think he plays so well in game six is, one, it's his basketball IQ. Mm-hmm. He starts to figure out how teams are guarding him. He starts to learn. He starts to understand how to pick his spots. He starts to know which shots are his shot, so he steps into them with more confidence. We've seen his numbers 1 and 2 versus game 3 and 4. So if we're going to look at this as a progression, game six is probably the best version that you're going to get because they start to understand. They start to figure it out. Teams start to get fatigued. And by game six, he's stepping into every shot knowing that this is the best shot that he's going to get and should take.
Well, so if superhuman game six Clay is just, it's an undoubtedly real thing. Zach, how can the Celtics change their defensive plans for this, or should they?
I am a believer in game six Clay, I don't think the Celtics should really change their defensive play. I think their defense has been fine in this series. Most of the focus has been on how are they guarding Steph.
I'm sorry, Zach Jack Lowe.
Oh, God. Shout out to the graphics team.
How can I go on like this?
Yeah, you can.
Most of the focus has been, should they blitz, should they trap Curry? And if we go to the tape, when they've trapped Curry, bad things happen. Trapping Curry is something that hasn't worked in 10 years. They know how to solve it. They've done it a few times late in games. This is what happened. You want to trap him?
Bad idea.
Here's what he does. Kevon Looney rolls free to the rim. Kevon Looney's gotten really good at playing the Draymond role, and they're playing more minutes apart now. Clay hits a three. You want game six, Clay? Give game six Clay this much space. You're going to get game six Clay. Yeah. That's it. Boom. In. And it happened earlier in the series. Here we go at the end of the game. You want to unlock Draymond Green? Fine. Let Draymond Green be 2018 Draymond Green, 2017 Draymond Green. He's going to do this. He's going to hit Looney. Now, when Green and Looney are on the floor together, you have a shot to get back into the play because the spacing's a little cramped. They have to ping it around a little bit.
Yep.
Even then, they're so good at manufacturing buckets. I think all the scrutiny on Boston's defense on Curry has been a little bit overblown. I think it's been largely fine. If you want to blitz, that's what's going to happen. The other guys are going to get going, and the Warriors are going to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a balance, right? You can't overcorrect for something.
Yeah, do it every once in a while when the right personnel is on the floor, but that can't be your base defense. You'll get roasted.
No, Greg Popovich used to do that. He used to just say, hey, the first play of the first quarter or the first play of the second quarter, because then that what it does, it buys you one or two plays of the point guard trying to figure out, okay, what are they going to do? Okay, they're not trapping. Well, you just took off 2-3 seconds because he was thinking, are they going to trap? What's my read? All of that stuff. So great coaches
plays great defense, always gives you different looks, even if it's just for one, two possessions,
and
like you said.
So far in this postseason, Ime Udoka has been a outstanding great coach. Yeah. Monica McNutt, thank you so much
for
spending
me,
some
y'all.
Time with us. Cheers. I'm so sorry that I have to go back to just... when we return on NBA Today, a look at tonight through the betting lens. So, Richard Perk, time to put your money where your mouth is. Moneyballers is next.
All the betting he's been doing on the Celtics, boy, you'd be broke.
Oh, man.
I'm the Usos.
No, I'm saying betting.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is NBA Today, presented by Hotels.com.
We built this thing from the ground up.
And it's over. The championship is back in the Bay for the first time in 40 years.
The dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions. And how sweet it must be for those crazy, loyal Bay Area fans.
It looks so much better in person, too.
Man, 7 years ago, this Golden State core won their first title. The Warriors, they entered the 14-15 season 28-1 odds to win the title following a first-round exit the year before. So those odds, they were the eighth shortest in the NBA that season. So this year, odds makers, they had a little bit more faith in the Warriors, yeah, putting them fourth, 10-1 behind the Nets. The
whoops.
Lakers.
Whoops. They were just stealing money, people. They were stealing money from people that wanted to bet on them.
Speaking of stealing money, speaking of odds, it's time for a little money ballers. Let's run through some bets that are on the table for game six. We're going to start with Steph Curry. Total three-pointers made, 4.5. Perk, do you see him hitting at least 5?
No, I don't. I'm taking the
odds. Yeah, we don't need to. I'm taking the over because we saw his numbers after not hitting a three. That was also when he broke the record for most threes that Clay eventually broke.
Zach and I don't gamble, but what would you do?
He's been over 4 in every game but the 0-9 game, but I'm taking the under with Perk. I think it's going to be like a regular 3 or 4 threes.
Can we have a personal 5 push-up bet?
Sure.
Okay.
I've already had to execute my... Actually, I think I still owe you a push-up and a half.
Yeah.
5 push-ups. It's on.
All right. How about something with a little bit more value? Jason Tatum, Draymond Green, they both have 20-1 odds to post a triple-double tonight. Zach, who has a better chance of doing so, Draymond or Jason Tatum?
I'm going Draymond just because Tatum getting the 10-10 part, rebounds and assists, feels less likely than Draymond. So he's always around 10-10, and when he plays well for those, he can squeeze out 10 points. I don't think either one, obviously, but I'll go Draymond.
All right.
Really?
Draymond.
So you're going Jason Tatum.
Can turnovers also be a 10?
All right. No. And with that, I'm going to the big one. The Celtics, they opened as 4.5 point favorites, but the line has moved full point in favor of Golden State.
Money. Because you know what happens?
Who you got?
Oh, I got the Boston Celtics, but the Warriors winning the series. But tonight, I give them a slight edge, wouldn't be surprised, and I'm waffling more than anybody else on this panel.
I love waffles. Go ahead.
I got the Celtics.
What?
No way.
I did not see that.
I don't even need to hear your explanation. I really don't.
What would the line have to be for you not to take the Celtics?
Yeah, that's a better
11
question.
11.5 to 15.5?
I mean, look, I feel like the Celtics are going to come out there and they're going to play lights out tonight. I think defensively they're going to play the best basketball that they have played these entire playoffs.
This is
tonight.
So convincing. I think I might change my pick.
You know I don't feel good about it. I wouldn't bet on it. I think it's a 50-50 game, but when I see that line, my gut is telling me Warriors cover. I'm taking the Warriors +3.5.
So you have the X factors. You got the Warriors winning.
Are you actually keeping track of
that?
I didn't say winning, I said they cover.
Because what's happening is a lot of people are straddling the fence. Who you have winning tonight?
He said the Warriors.
Gun to my head, I picked the Warriors to win tonight.
You?
I want to go home.
I'm not asking what you want to do. I'm asking who's winning tonight.
The
Warriors.
Who's winning tonight?
Well, my goal was to get 1 million followers on TikTok before the season ended, and I'm not quite there yet. So I need
TikTok
a couple more days.
When we return in 60 seconds, yeah. Celtics fans, don't go anywhere. Perk has a very special message for you all. Carry the hell on.
You can't shout out my TikTok? What's wrong with that?
You're too old to
I know
TikTok.
That. I'm trying to ruin it.
Playtime mode is the big league. Perfect release from the top of the key. Three step back, pull up, switch cheese. Slam. Ooh. Got the crowd out they seats. Up. One step closer to the big ring. Courtside seats so close I could trip a referee. Send them draw the foul and one, that's three. Go. The reason y'all losing, you don't stick no D. No. To win, gotta play team ball, that's key. Show. Been won a championship in the trap. It's rolling a trophy, I hold it up. Got me one. They let us get up on no points, it's a wrap. Gonna shine every time, it's an open look. Over with. Shake them up, cross them up, post, move. Defense, lock them up. Ain't nobody hot as us. Pump, fake, shoot again, add it up. 24 pointers in an AP shot clock. Damn, what them rocks in your ear cost? On the grind, don't stop. One day it's gonna pay off, pay off. Made it from the bottom to the playoffs.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Playtime mode, it's the big league.
Go.
Yeah.
Is that a little creepy?
I don't know. I don't know, but it was bumping. I don't care about it being creepy. That was bumping.
I just think, like, the math.
It's a little,
okay, whatever. We know this. It's the last game in Boston. Do you have any message, Big Perk, for the fans?
You know, I mean, why would I have a message for the best fan base?
Okay,
in
then
sports?
I got a message. I got a message, Boston. I picked you guys to win this game, not the whole series, but this game. And it's about me being right. And this is what I need from you guys. I want you guys to do it responsibly, but I want you drinking early. I want you guys here early. I want you guys in that building like I've seen from you guys since my rookie year. When I came into this building and we had 25,000 people chanting and chanting. It was crazy. So what I want you guys here, I want you guys live. I want you guys just causing havoc in a responsible way now.
You want this for your TikTok. That's it for us. NFL Live is next. We'll see you tomorrow.